any advice for scholars who are trying to do, trying to remain faithful to Christ, but also are in that arena?
My first piece of advice there would be something I heard from Neil Lightfoot, who was a scholar with Abilene Christian University, well-known in Church of Christ circles. And Dr. Lightfoot was teaching class one day. I don't know what the subject was or what got him off on this, but he said, guys, because everyone in the room in that particular class, 25 of us, were young men, he said, guys, advanced education and degrees is a lot like riches. There are a lot of people that can't handle too much of it. Be careful. And I've thought about that many times, both on the riches side, because I've seen people who got more money than was good for them and ended up kind of ruining their lives. And I've seen people go to school long enough or get advanced degrees enough or sit around with very scholarly people enough that they get full of themselves and almost feel like they're smarter than God. They're certainly smarter than other people, smarter than other Christians, and they can, because they have advanced so far, look down their nose at the common person. So Neil Lightfoot said, fellas, anytime you can't go to Podunk Center at Crossroads, Texas, and preach a strong revival that the people can understand, anytime you can't do that anymore, you'll know you've gone too far.
Wow.
Well, that's kind of smart advice. Because I've certainly over the years seen guys who have gone through enough advanced degrees and become impressed by very prestigious names and teachers and so on, that they lose their simple faith in Christ.
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Do you ever see people take the path of advanced degrees? Not that there's anything wrong with that per se, but that path to where eventually they become ashamed of the gospel.
Yes, very often I have seen that. I could list quite a number, and some of my former students, unfortunately, would be listed in that number. Same way that people get enough money, they don't think they need God. They can take care of themselves, thank you. People can get advanced degrees and get full of themselves and get separated from the life of the church and from Christ. The verse that you quoted, by the way, was one of a couple of verses that spurred me as a high school student to decide to abandon the university track heading toward that and to go to Bible college, which at the time was certainly as one preacher I heard called it, a little one-horse Bible college. Not very prestigious, just a few minds like Seth Wilson and some of the others. But I had to decide, is the wisdom of the world foolishness with God? Yeah, and I must not be ashamed of the gospel. So the Romans 1 passage and the 1 Corinthians 1 passage had a lot of impact on me about believing that whatever else, the gospel is true and God is smarter than the smartest man.